I'm listening. What do you require?
Welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I'm Aprilian, currently of the Earthen Ring server, and today is Thursday, August 2nd, 2007, and this is episode 32, Emails and More Emails. And once again, I am joined with Glanther.
Hello, Glanther here, also from the Earthen Ring server.
And we're going to get right into it. Okay, so first thing I want to do is I want to apologize for the quality of the sound in the last episode. I noticed a bunch of clicking and bumping. Glanther said he listened to it and he didn't notice anything. We're also going to work on talking louder and making it the show a little bit louder. So I hope we do that. And if we don't, please let us know because, you know, your opinion matters to us. And as usual, we're going to start off with what we've been doing, but we also have a few emails. We had a problem with the link in one of the show notes, and I left out the L. So if you do write us and you're not too sure about the email, or if you want to check the email address, it is CTRLALTWOW. And just remember that the CTRL will always be just like it is on the keyboard. I believe both Macs and PCs.
Yes.
So let's get started with what we've been doing. And I've been doing the twinking thing. I've really gotten into it. And, you know, we discussed whether or not twinking is feasible or is not feasible, but ethical.
Yeah.
And I guess basically everybody does it. Not that it makes it right, but, and yes, it makes it harder when you go into battlegrounds to come up against a twink, but it also makes it more interesting. And, it probably makes you stronger if you fight against a twink. So, it's been kind of, weird because, like I said in the last podcast, there's a bunch of things you have to do to get the twink prepared. You just don't slap on some stuff and... We were doing the Dead Mines run, and then this week I've been doing the Wailing Cavern run. Mm-hmm. Supposedly there's a piece from the Fang collection that's really good for stamina. I guess that's the whole thing, because stamina is really important, because the longer you can stay alive...
the better off you'll be. Yes. Rule of the game there. Yeah.
And I'm not very clear about all the stuff. I know that intellect is good for mana regeneration.
Intellect is good for mana regeneration, but spirit is also good for mana regeneration.
Okay.
And for health.
Okay.
Intellect is mostly there for total mana. The same way that stamina gives you more hit points, more intellect gives you more mana.
And spirit gives you more regeneration.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in terms of intellect, even... Now, hunters can use intellect.
Right.
So anyone that, really the only class I can't see needing intellect all that much would be a rogue or a warrior. Right.
Okay. So there's also some stamina and intellect. No, stamina, high stamina shoulders. After you clear Wailing Cavern, have you ever done the whole Wailing Cavern?
Nope, not yet. Like right now, I'm still going through with my Horde alt, and...
Well, Wailing Cavern is, 17 to 19, so if you haven't done it with Morion...
No, I haven't, but yeah. I did Shadowfang Keep, and then right. I've been doing lots of solo quests and picking up rep with Undercity, so...
Yeah, I think Wailing Cavern is kind of like, the Horde Deadmine,
mm-hmm.
So it's that level.
Okay.
But after you clear it all out, then you do kill all the leaders of the Fang or whatever, then you get this quest where you escort... the guy at the entrance all the way to this cavern where this guy is laying out. And it's really cool. I've done it a couple of times. And, yeah, did it.
What instance is it in?
Oh, Wailing Cavern.
No, I mean, not an instance.
It's in the Barrens. It's in
the Barrens?
By Crossroad.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, if you're Alliance, you've only seen Crossroad when you've gone in to gank someone. Because it's an easy run up to from Ratchet.
Yeah.
But... Anyways, after you clear it out and you do the escort, there's the one of the rewards is some shoulders that's supposed to be really good. But anyway, so we've done all that, and we're still working on it. And I think within the next few weeks, I'm going to take my rogue twink into Battlegrounds, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be fun. I probably will die or lose the first few times, but
that's okay, because Battlegrounds, I spend more time losing in Battlegrounds than I do winning.
Yeah, it's not so much, it's the excitement and the thrill. When you do finally, you know, get somebody down, I love it, you know, when you're fast enough to loot them, and mm-hmm. I guess you get something. What is it that you get when you loot in Battleground? You get something.
You get an insignia.
Money. Yeah, an insignia, right.
Yep.
Right.
Which keeps them... thing I love is that it keeps them from getting back and getting their ghost to their body and rezzing there. They have to rez at a rez point. But if you control all the graveyards, you keep pushing their rez point farther and farther away from their objectives.
Oh, okay.
So
if you die, you don't have to... You can run back to your body in Battleground?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Good luck trying to get it, though, because the first thing everyone does is rip off your insignia.
Right. So maybe if you die somewhere in a corner where no one might see you or get to you.
Yeah, that's called choking on your bread as you're eating it. You know, like quickly get drinking and eating, and then you choke and then you die somewhere.
And, you know, this is one of the things I like about World of Warcraft. I mean, I've been playing for almost, it'll be 2 years soon, and I'm still finding out new things, and it's really awesome. Okay, the other thing that I've been doing is I've been reworking my my little dragon hawk hatchling connection. As you've known, if you've listened to the podcast, I have an alliance character in Exodor who sells dragon wing hatchlings, cockroaches, snakes, and prairie dog whistles to the alliance because, you know, 12-year-old kids like their little toys. I'm kidding. There is a lot of adults on the alliance side, but these things, like, for instance, I got moths out of Exodor,
mm-hmm.
and I bring them into over to the Horde side, and I try to sell them, and nobody wants them. They don't seem to want.
I don't see pets at all on the Horde side, really.
Right. I know that Witch Doctor in our guild has a snake following him. That's part of his, you know, character. He's a very good role player. And I sometimes put out my Nether Whelp, and you know, sometimes my
Draenei Paladin has a very menacing black cat.
That's kind of neat, you know. And
but
he's
a big, hulking kind of alien, right? And he pulls out his pet, and it's a kitten, you know.
They put a lot into these pets. From the orphan quest thing chain,
you have a turtle, which is.
But the rat, has the rat, and it's the cutest thing. It plays dead. Have you seen it?
It'll
like turn over and die, and then it gets up squeaking, and it's just the cutest thing, you know. And supposedly it does something interesting in instances. Anyway, so I make a good amount of money. In a week, I think I'm probably make 50 gold on a good week, you know. I've learned something else too. What I was doing was I was taking the gold and sending it back through the connection. I have Alliance and a Horde character sitting in Booty Bay, and I would have the Alliance character, the Horde character, put something up for 100 gold, you know, strange dust or a piece of meat or something silly, and then the Alliance character would buy it for 100 gold, and then the Horde character would get 85 gold. Well, I've realized that while money loses value on the transfer, objects do not. And there are so many things on the Alliance side that are just cheaper, which makes no sense. I don't know why, but like Arcanite bars and the Azorian diamonds for jewel crafting.
Azorian diamonds?
Yeah, the Azorian diamonds for jewel crafting. And a lot of the lesser nether essences and stuff are just cheaper. Or, you know, I can find them on the Horde side. So now instead of shipping money over, I just ship objects. And they don't depreciate. you know, and then I sell them. Oh, but I want to get a shout out to, let me see if I can get her name right, Tillum. She's a blood elf on the Earthen Ring server, and yesterday I was trying to transfer over Azorian Diamond, two Azorian Diamonds, and I put it up on the Booty Bay auction for 10 silver, and she bought it. Just as my horde character was trying to buy it. And so I just IM'd her, PST her, and I said, you bought my diamonds, can I have them back? And you know, she could have very well said,
no.
But she gave them back, so I gave her one gold, and a ring that I had. And I was just really grateful because I needed a diamond to level up Trishel, who's my level 50. She finally made 50, and she can now do over 300. Mm-hmm. But the first 25 levels of rings, you know, the big thing is getting to the point where she can cut gems, mm-hmm. you know. And so I needed the diamond so she could level up. But it was so crazy because once you make these rings, most of them are much less value than the materials that you work so hard to get.
Yep, that's enchanting for you too.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that's the thing. If you get your enchanting up, I'll send some of the stuff to you. I should just send them to you, and you can bank them. Then when you're up high enough, you know they've got to make some pretty good.
Yeah, right now I have all of these raw materials on Morian, but I have.
He has to get to 35.
Yeah, but I don't have anyone to
enchant.
Because right now, the stuff that will... I always try to enchant orange.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that will, you know...
Level me
are things like enchanting shields and enchanting two-handed weapons. And I'm a warlock. I don't really ever come across those.
Yell it out in guild chat. There's always people needing enchants. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I think I want to do a warrior. No, I don't want to do a warrior twink. I want to do a priest twink. I think
that would be fun.
A priest twink. A priest.
A priest twink.
Twink. Try saying that real fast. But I think it would be interesting.
It'd be a twink.
Yes, a twink. I think it would be interesting to heal in Battleground, you know?
I know, like the one priest that actually goes in there, all they do all day is heal.
You'd probably have to hide. Mm-hmm. But it'd be neat to kind of run around and put heals on people, you know. What I like, and I don't know if they're any good, but shaman, they're the ones that do totems, right?
Yes, they are. They can also shapeshift. No, I'm kidding. They can't. Those druids.
See, Asheo, I know that now. I kept teasing her. She has a druid, and I kept asking him why he wasn't putting down totems. And he would say, I'm a druid. Sorry, I amuse myself. So anyways, back to this thing. So I've been doing this thing with transferring stuff back and forth between Alliance and Horde. And what happens is, you know, it's a two-hour deal at this point because before the change. Because I would have Trexrar, who was in Exodor, buy the item. And then he would send it to whoever was in Booty Bay, and then, you know, an hour would go by, and then whatever would put it up on the auction house, and then Gruzilla would buy it, and then she would send it to whoever needed it, and that would be another hour. But I put Trexar in, I sent him to Booty Bay. He had to do that long swim from Dustmala Wash. What's that?
Benefil Harbor.
Yeah, that thing. And died a couple of times with the lurkers, but he made it to Booty Bay, or to Ratchet, and then took the boat to Booty Bay. And now he's on the same account as I made another alt, and I put the alt in Exodor. So now if I buy something in Exodor, she can send it to Trexrar. Trexrar can put it up on the auction house. And he gets it immediately because the mail changed so that if you are sending anything, gold or objects to someone on your same account, it will go instantaneously. Mm-hmm. Money will take an hour no matter who you're sending it to if it's not on the same account. So before it was that gold or money would take instantaneously. I don't know why they changed it. I think it had something to do with gold selling. But anyways, it's kind of neat now because you can get stuff quicker. So if you have alts So what I've managed to do, I have 3 accounts and I have alts in every city. And I can find somebody who's on the same account or somebody who's in the city on the same account with somebody else. And then mail it to them. And then they give it to the other person and they mail it to them. And instantaneous. I got FedEx.
WowX. WowX.
It's cool. So that's what I've been doing. I also, I got Aunt Milia back in AngoraCore. I know she's over 60. Oh, she's over 60 and she got her epic mount, which just means she can go really fast, but she's on a raptor, so it's just this.
I like the raptors.
It's a hippity hop thing. I got Trishelle, who's an orc, and she's on her wolf, and she's kind of loping along, you know, nice stride. And Aunt Rilia, who's a troll, is...
kind of jumping up all over the place.
They kind of bounce, and it's like you can't see my hand, but I'm going up and down in a bouncing motion, and it's kind of like a rabbit. It's just so.
Oh, but I would love to ride a dinosaur. Do you know what would be awesome? If you could have your mounts actually attack.
Yeah, that would be neat. Or if you could attack from your mount.
Either way, or both.
Ooh, I saw a blood elf, Calicynth, who's on the Alaya RFS, or however, AIE, on the Earthen Wing server, the guild. She's a blood elf, and she got exalted with Thunderbluff.
And so she's riding around on a Kodo?
Yes!
Those are kind of droopy. I wouldn't...
They move like a... They ride like big elephants. You know, I always get this image of, what was that kid on Johnny Quest?
Drawn-Eye ride elephants. Yeah. Only they call them elephants, but they're elephants.
But actually, I haven't ridden an elephant. I should have, I should go on the PTR and roll an elephant, because you can get a pre-made on the PTR of a level 70. And I got a level 70 warlock who has a nether drake, and I got to outland, and I got to fly, but... Shayo said I cheated, so I'm not going to talk about it.
No, that's something which you can maybe enlighten me. Like, what kind of gear do you get when you...
You get all the top-notch gears. I mean, it's like you look in and it's all purple and it's all beautiful. And you have your flying mount, you have your epic super-duper mount, you know, fast mount. Mm-hmm. And you have all the... you have all the... demons, except I didn't have what's that guy,
the Felguard?
Yeah, because I didn't, you have to put the points.
Yeah,
so I, but you have all your points to put wherever you want them to, so I went, and you have 5,000 gold. So I went
and
through, like,
and this all just goes away though when the patch
so I went through and got up the Felguard, and then I had to go out and find somebody to fight because I just wanted to see him fight, and it's just awesome. It doesn't take away, I think, from what I'm going to do. It just makes me want to get there even faster. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I just got to 60, and I got my first 60. So I'll probably have a level 70 next year.
I know. Like, Glanther will never get to 70 at this rate.
Yeah.
Ever, because I just like Morian and Alaris a little bit more. And the two of them combined are 55. So
anyways, so my next little trick that I'm going to try is trying to get into, I guess, Arathi Basin to try to get exalted with Orgrimmar. And if I get exalted with Orgrimmar, I can get a wolf for Aunt Rilia. So that's the next thing I'm going to do. But of course, I'm doing the Twinks, and Trishelle is leveling up jewel crafting, and there's just so much stuff. And I still have to get my Fell Hunter. Which Aprilian has the quest, but she hasn't completed. But somebody has.
I went through and I actually got my Fell Hunter. And according to, I guess, the standard Warlock forums, is that it's not the minion of choice. And I can see why. They have fantastic resistances. They have a Devour Magic, which can be really beneficial, especially if you're fighting against...
A mage
or magic wielders. It certainly would be fantastic in Battlegrounds. Mm-hmm. You can just sap everyone's, like, all their beneficial spells. I think they just look really cool. They're not as cool as my beautiful, beautiful succubus, though. Oh, I love her. But she dies too quickly. And really, the only one that you want to use if you're soloing is either the Felguard or the Voidwalker. Just because the Voidwalker right now for me, just because he just can take so much damage and I can sit back and just DOT and just enjoy the view. But I am finally at level 30. I'm almost at 31. And I've been playing Morian mostly. Every once in a while I dip back into Alaris. And I'm getting to that point now where I'm so close to 40, and when paladins hit 40, they can wear plate and they can get their mount, which is a warhorse.
Oh, so that's your Draenei?
That's my Draenei, yeah.
Okay.
And so when I get my mount and I get my plate, then I'm going to be a happy camper. And Glanther, right now, I'm trying to get him to get a level 60 mount, kind of like Aprilian, but it's a lot of gold, and he doesn't make a lot of gold. I don't have a system set up the same way that Aprilian does. I do sell all of my stuff that I get, but it just doesn't bring in nearly as much gold as her little.
What is his professions?
Oh, he does first aid, and he does leather working, and he does skinning.
How high is his leather working?
Well, his leather working was 275, and then I deleted it to try something else.
Oh.
And now I'm building it back up again. So now he's at like 225 or something like that. But his skinning's at like 305.
Oh, okay.
So I have been able to sell some skins, and that's great.
Is he an outland?
He's an outland right now. He's in Hellfire Peninsula.
Okay. Because he can skin, I think, not hide.
Not leather.
Yeah.
Not hide leather, yeah, or something, right, like that. Yeah, yeah, off the boars well there.
Yeah.
And he does make netherweave bandages. Mm. I find that first aid lower level first aid, no one wants to buy your bandages because they really do. They kind of suck a little bit.
Right.
But the higher level stuff, like the netherweave bandages, those actually do sell pretty well. I can get like between 5 and 10 gold for a bunch. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I store these up. Like, I kill mob after mob after mob, and then I look in my bags and I realize, like, wow, I have 120, you know, netherweave cloths or silk cloths or whatever it is. And then I just go ahead and I just make a whole bunch of bandages, save some for myself, and then sell the rest in auction house. And then I get in 30 gold, and I'm like, wow, I can go and splurge and buy something for Alaris. So I did tweak him out a little bit. I got him a shield and a mace. Because he's a protection paladin, so he doesn't have a dual wield weapon, and he dies a lot. So I need to make sure that he has some good gear.
Were they blue or green?
Oh, they're blue.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's how I roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's what we've been doing this week. We'd love to hear from you, to know what you've been doing with your alts and how you balance the play. And you can email us at ctrlaltwww@gmail.com or glanther@gmail.com.
And I must apologize that my spam filter on Gmail was actually working a little too well. I have since moved over from the web mail system to my Apple mail system, so I have a little bit more control over what gets considered spam and whatnot. So I certainly apologize to people that got spammed, especially Kurt, who I will mention in his email a little bit later in the show. But yes, we did get your message. I did get your message. And we will be talking about your emails that you sent and seeing as that's the name of the show. So
coming right up. Okay, thanks. Okay, on to the email. But before we get started on our emails, I want to just point out something that we love emails, and we want to hear from you. But the focus of the show really is mostly on alts. We're not very good or intended for tips. There's a lot of podcasts out there that do give a lot of tips, but we do appreciate hearing things that we discuss. And so now we're on to the email. The first email is from one of our big fans, or Little This, Lilthis.
I'm trying to,
Or is that Illthis?
Oh, Ilthis.
Ilthis, okay. The 70 Night Elf Warrior, and he writes, "Hey, Aprilian and Glanther, this is Ilthis, now a 70 Night Elf Warrior.
Congratulations.
He made 70. Wow. I'll be there one day. After listening to your last podcast where someone mentioned lightheaded, I wanted to suggest another add-on that goes great alongside lightheaded. I always want to call it lightheadedness. It is called TomTom, and it does just as the GPS. It shows you where to go. Anytime coordinates are found in Lighthead or throughout the game, you can left click and it will put a nice mark on your map and can be found at, and I'll put the link in the show notes, and it really helps. Expect to hear from me, as I will probably be sending in a recorded audio file this week as well. Keep up the good work. We would love to get a recorded audio file.
Yes,
that would be really great, and we'll play it. Please, we haven't gotten it yet, and I guess it's still in the works. This sounds kind of neat. It sounds like it kind of works the way the guards work, you know.
Yeah.
You ask a guard in a city. It always cracks me up when you're in a city and somebody asks you where something is. Just ask
a guard. Yeah.
There was a level 37 troll. I forget what he was, but he asked in general chat in Ogrimmar where the inn was. How does a troll get to be level 37 and doesn't know where the inn in Ogrimmar is?
Maybe they went straight from the starting area over to Eastern Kingdoms and just stayed there the whole time. But I mean,
you would have to go to Ogrimmar.
But they would know how to ask guards because they would have had to.
Right, because they love. Oh, never mind.
Well, whatever.
No, we wouldn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, TomTom sounds really, really nice. I use something called Map Notes, which comes with the Cosmos UI, which is cosmosui.org. Or something
like
that.
Just Google it, because it's safer. You can't go to a direct link anymore.
Yeah. But it does kind of the same thing. Yeah. You can put a little dot, and I just use ThoughtBot, and I find the coordinates, and then I put it in myself.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
This sounds much easier.
Right.
So definitely try that out.
Then we got another email from Aho. Thanks for the pronunciation. Aho?
Aho, yes.
It's spelled A-U-H-O, but Aho. Hey guys, it's Aho again. Lately I've been playing my level 16 hunter, Jovi, and I was wondering if you could tell me a few tips to playing a hunter, since you've mentioned several times that you have a few of them. Also, in patch 2.2, Blizzard is adding voice chat, for instance, in raid groups to the game. What do you think of that? I'm all for it, as long as it doesn't create server lag. Also, I am a mod nut, so I'm going to tell you about another great mod I use called Mappy, and I'll put the links in the show notes. It takes your mini map and makes it a square, which lets you see a lot more. And if you use a lot of mods like I do, it makes the buttons fit better around the map. Have a great week, and I can't read this last part.
I believe it says for the Alliance.
Oh, is that what
that
says?
Yes, that's what it says.
I've never seen it in actual print. Sorry.
I can hear it in every language that they say it in, too.
So, okay, these are some good questions, Aho. About hunters, you know, I'm an altaholic and I'm a triple boxer. And everybody knows hunter is easy mode. You know.
If you're triple boxing.
Right. You know, because you get two for the price of one. You get a pet, and the pet, when we were going in Dead Mines with Real Fire, the last time I went in, I actually put Shaquina, my hyena, on aggressive. And she just went through these guys like mad. Of course, if your pet kills something and you don't at least tap it once, you don't get any XP. Oh, you don't get to loot it. I wasn't gonna get XP anyways, but
cause
it was way below him. But you don't even get to loot it, so you know you take a chance. What I was trying to do was get ahead of her, or just tap a few things and then keep going, and then she would kill them off, and then whoever was following me could pick up the loot. But you know, hunter is easy mode. It's not very hard. You get a pet. You can, mostly the training tells you everything, you know, and doesn't.
Now, even though I find that they're probably an easier character to play.
Right.
I do like the hunter because I think that they're very fun
right.
to play. Because it's because they're easier doesn't mean that it's like a throwaway class.
Right, exactly. I didn't mean to imply that.
But one of the other things that you can do with the hunter is that they are great for all of your professions that require you to collect or gather.
Yeah, yeah.
So hunters are fantastic Skinners. They're fantastic. Fishers, they're fantastic. What's another term? Like they probably would be really good at, well, I guess skinning is really the best one because they can just go through so many animal mobs.
Right, yeah.
Also, if you can do first aid, I would certainly recommend it.
Right.
Because you don't have any healing.
You can, right. And,
you can heal your pet.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about it.
And I remember back before you couldn't heal your pet, I used to get first aid so that I could throw something on my pet because you couldn't, you had to sit down to heal your pet or you mm-hmm. had to take a break. You couldn't. It wasn't an instant cast. Oh, I know what it was. When you went to heal your pet, it was like draining. Yeah, it was like draining mana or something. You were locked into it, so you couldn't do anything else. Now you can just throw a heal on it and you're fine. So, but experiment with pets. When you first start getting a pet, don't get one that you think you're going to want for a while because you want to be able to change. Remember to go to the stable master. You can, I think the first one is, what, 10? Silver,
and then the second slot's gold,
and the third slot's 5 gold. It would be nice if you could, I wish when they went up to 70 that they had given you one more mm-hmm. slot for the stable, because you get. I like to collect rare pets. Trishel has Akira. She's the wind serpent, the red one mm-hmm. that you get in 1,000 Needles. I have a couple of those a couple of cats that are in the Barrens that are named.
That are high DPS.
Right.
And the highest DPS, I think.
Right, yeah, yeah. And they look
either
cool.
That or what's the other one? It's like the Badlands, which is up in Eastern Kingdoms.
Right, yeah, yeah. This, and, you know, you get, at one point you're going to get Beast Lore and you could find out more about him. But, yeah, just try different pets. You'll find one that works really well. The hyena in Tanaris is really nice because they have good speed. And the thing that you really want to just make sure of is how easy is it going to be to get food?
Yes, definitely.
The wind serpent is very picky, needs bread, and you want to just make sure that you can get to a baker to get the bread. There are some pets like on the Ravager and the boar, I believe.
And they can the bear eat anything. Anything.
So that's the thing to consider, how much food you want to carry. And as far as voice chat for instances and raid groups, I think it's great. I wonder how it's going to affect those companies that were providing that service. I don't mind people hearing my voice.
I used one that
voice.
Was free.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I used TeamSpeak, but it was like TeamSpeak. So actually, I think it was TeamSpeak with like two X's. It was some like Mac client, which was free.
Right, yeah. I had a Ventrilo server for a while, but I never used it, so I let it go. And AIE has a server, the event server, that works pretty well. But I think it'd be great. I mean, you know, I know that there are people who don't want to be heard, but I don't mind hearing my voice. I'm a real girl. Can you tell? I am, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I didn't know that was a Chris. Reaffirm me here.
Yes.
So.
It's right. Okay, Glantha. All right. So thanks, Ahu. Aho for that email. And now we're going to... Oh, we have one more. And this one was really good. This is from Asheo, whom I've mentioned a lot because she's like my best friend in AIE. And she sent in this tip. You only learn new grimoires every 2 levels, the same as training. So each time you train, just scroll through the grims looking for require level XX. When you hit, an example, level 30, when you hit level 30. Train the current minion, put it on stay, and walk away. At some distance, it despawns and you get the shard back. Summon the next, rinse, and repeat. Thank you, Ash. That was a very good tip.
That was very good. And I used it to train all of my minions when I reached 30. And it works exactly like she says it does. So
great. So now we're going to take a break and then we're going to get back to Kurt's email.
Was there something else? Yes, you're totally annoying. Blah, 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 blah.
So this segment is dedicated to our good friend, Kurt. And I think Glantha's going to start off.
Yes. All right. So, Kurt, once again, my apologies. You had the right address when you sent it to me, but Gmail put it into the spam filter, And I never check in my spam filter when I'm on the webmail system. So when I ported everything over to Apple Mail, just as a fluke, your system came up because they said to, you know, get everything. And then I realized that, hey, what's this? And then I looked in and I saw that you were in the spam. And it was very embarrassed. So I apologize. And let me go ahead and read your big, long email that you had that was really good about enchanting. So everyone, Kurt said, hi, just finished your latest podcast after spending 4+ hours in Scarlet Monastery, killing all the bosses there. Other than the staff and the library, nothing really drops there for mages. Anyway, this mage is an enchanter. This is my first time with an enchanter. I have my other characters send the enchanter stuff they didn't need, so enchanting didn't really cost me any out-of-pocket money. I'm at 225 and now have to go to Aldman for the trainer. I'm not happy about that at all, and I wouldn't be either, but I haven't had any luck.
Can I just interject right there? And I'm sorry, because I don't want to lose this. You no longer have to go to Alderman for the trainer. There is a trainer in Chat, and if you can get a port to Chat on the Aldor side, there's a trainer that's the same level as the trainer in Alderman.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
So it's like, whew, what a breath of fresh air. I don't have to get together a group of people, go through a bunch of mobs. The first time I went there, we went through the back door, but it was still a hard thing. So try to get it. Find a mage who can port you to Chat, or a warlock and a couple of friends who can summon you to Chat. And you can train right there. Just ask one of the peacekeepers. They'll tell you where the enchanter is, and it's on the Aldor side. And it goes all the way up to the top enchanter. Okay, back to you.
All right. So I haven't had any luck getting ported summoned to BC, though the world that would be the easiest way to go. I tried once to disenchant another player's soulbound item and was unable to. I gathered from the podcast that you can do this. I think that if they're wearing it and it's soulbound, they can't give it to you to disenchant.
Right. You can disenchant your own soulbound
stuff and then give it. So
right.
If that's... There's a little clarification on that. If something is bind on, pick up. Or
bind on equipped and you've equipped it.
Yeah, but bind on equipped and you equip it. Then if somebody wants you to disenchant it, but they want to have like the shard he could pick it up.
No.
Disenchant it and then give the other person the shard that comes out of it.
Right, but if you've already worn it.
Then you wouldn't be able to do it.
You wouldn't be able to do it,
but that's in case if somebody has something that's soulbound or going to be soulbound, and they say, I want you to take this, give me the shard.
Right, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
When you were in an instance and you got something that was bound on pickup, you let the enchanter pick it up, and then you can...
Yeah, then you're all set with that.
The enchanter can... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I'll have to try to, again, if this is the case. As far as disenchanting for the group, the shard sells for good money, but not sure about the different dust. I guess it would be more money than vendoring the item. Amen. Can't really say anything to that because you never want to vendor anymore. I've learned that from a brilliant, and it's true. Listen to her. She is a genius when it comes to that stuff. With all my characters, I've been in some strange group policies as far as loot. I've had some that you never need... that you roll never need no matter what. I've had some players that say if XYZ drops, I get it okay. I find these really annoying. You should need what you should need if it is better than what you are wearing, otherwise greed. Most if not all are pickup groups and some of the players are questionable quality. That's the nature of the pug. I think the thought of doing the disenchanting is too complicated for the groups I've been in.
Ooh, is that what QQ means? Questionable quality? Never mind.
It might be. It might be. Where was it?
I'm sorry. I distracted him.
Oh, no.
I'll talk while he finds his place.
I got it. Okay. I think I've had players whine and quip the group if they didn't get an item. Well, I'm guessing that's probably on the Alliance side. For example, the staff in Scarlet Monetary, I needed it, and so did a shaman. I won the role, and the shaman whined about it and quit the group. I don't get it. I was an STV in a group, and someone who before started playing World of Warcraft decided not to use any outside info about the game. No custom UI, no looking at stuff on the web. I thought it was an interesting idea, but I would go crazy if I had to do that. I play spellcasters and the normal UI is not good enough for me. I have spells for keys 1 through That's the equal sign. Shift 1 through shift F6 through F13 and shift F6 through F13. I currently use Fubar, Auctioneer, WowKB, Cartographer, MBB, and just started using Lighthead. So, yeah, another Lighthead addict there. Mac Gaze updated to handle most of these add-ons. And let's see. Have fun playing WoW.
Well, let's get back to that.
And
not that. Using any mods and not using any information outside of...
I've done it.
That, well, you know, you can also walk around with your arm tied behind your back and only use your teeth to open stuff, but why would you do that?
There's the same reason that people want to put, like, I would totally do this if I had the choice, but they want to put a piece of fabric on their back and jump out of a plane.
Okay, so to make it more interesting.
Yeah, like, let me see how well I do without any extra hindrance. It's kind of man versus nature.
It might be challenging. I can understand that. And maybe somebody thinks that's the way... that's the way we used to play before.
Yeah.
When I played Marathon, I had no idea what was going to come up around the corner. I had no idea where to find stuff. And I had to just blindly go through with my cave hammer and and my stone wheel. But, you know, we've progressed. And I really think that World of Warcraft was designed to be an interactive, internet accessible, and it was made for mods. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has the folder that specifically does the mods. And I think, and you know, people have been encouraged to make mods. And they've even absorbed mods that were made into the game. Mm-hmm. So I think it's part of the whole culture. I mean, but yeah, if you want to walk around with your eyes closed.
Yeah, there's always like a culture. I mean, there's right now, I don't know if you follow current events, but there's this couple in New Hampshire that are holed up in like their fortress because they don't want to pay income tax. And they're mm-hmm. threatening to go ballistic. I'm like, eh. That's a certain culture, I guess, if you want to be that hardcore about it. But
okay, now we want to get to Kurt sent another letter.
Yes, he did.
So let's get to that one.
He said, "Hi, just listened to episode 30. I guess I sent my email about 29 to the wrong address. You didn't. I haven't used any Twinks. I'm interested in getting to 70 and seeing what's it like then. Do either of you do the PvP things? I never really cared for PvP stuff, which, you know, I can see why you may not, because it's really intense. I agree with instances of fun when you find a good group. I'm doing BRD now as a priest, and it's a very tough place. I've been trying to lock the Elite Horse quest, and which has a part in Sholomance. Holy cow, what a tough place.
Still, yes.
No luck after 3 tries. I find the instance interesting when using different alt, which makes it fresher. You know the layout, but you have to adjust your gameplay to your class. Keep up the good work, Kurt. P.S. I hear the next patch, locks, DOT are changing.
Okay, Kurt brought up a bunch of good stuff. PvP, I love it. You have to really have a good chunk of time to get into it, and you have to be of the spirit. It's very draining when you're going PvE, you can take a break. You can find a safe place. But when you're, you know, people are depending on you, you can't. You know, and it's nice that there are different flavors of PvP. There's Arathi Basin.
Warsong Gulch. Alterac Valley.
Yeah.
And now they have the
Eye of the Storm.
Eye of the Storm.
Right. And some of them, a couple of them are where you have to protect bases, which is really neat. And the neatest thing is, it isn't so much how to protect the bases, but it's also how people will follow orders. Because if you put somebody at a base and you tell them to sit there and they're like looking over there and there's something else that they could fight and they run over there and then next thing you know, the other side has your, has their flag planted there. So it's all about, not just about capturing this piece of land, but it's also
teamwork.
About teamwork. Yeah. Yes, and it makes such a big difference. And sometimes you can stumble into a pug and find some good people and it works out really well, and then sometimes it just doesn't work out well, but it's
still fun.
It's still fun, right? And whether you're twinked or not, you know. So I really encourage everyone to go in. It gives a different level of play. And if you get bored or you're tired of doing just regular quests, you know, try PvP, We want to thank Kurt. Oh, wait. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. Using instances with different alts. Yes, that's really a good point. And that's why it's really nice to have multiple alts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go in with one and play one way and go in with another, and it's a whole different ball game, you know. And it's...
I also like going into instances overpowered, like instances below your level.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you could go exploring, and you could really kind of enjoy the game and the characters and like the art and stuff like that.
And not have to run back to...
And not die all the time, so...
Yes. So, thanks, Kurt. We look forward to all your emails. Oh, the other thing. Yeah, the DOTs are changing. They've nerfed Warlocks.
Of course.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Something to do with... about them being... the time they last, or if they dissipate when somebody... Well, anyways. Yeah, they nerfed them, but it's okay. It's a balancing thing, and it's a challenge. Yes, one class gets nerfed, and then the next one gets nerfed, and whatever. You know, and it only matters in PvP, because whatever you do in PvE, they still drop. The mobs will drop eventually. So, I think that's it for this week. Thanks for all the emails. Please send some more.
Yes, it was fantastic getting all of them. It was great, great, great.
And if you get a chance, go into the public, the test realm, roll a character, level 70 character, and try out Zangrimash.
Mm-hmm.
It's lots of fun.
All right. Okay. And so thank you very much for listening. And of the Earth and Ring server, this is Glanther signing out.
This is Aprilian. Bye-bye.
Till next time, go on. Lady, watch over you.